D. A Japanese Viewpoint.
I totally agree with you on this issue. Japanese fruits and vegetables found in supermarkets and the customers' expectations have clearly crossed the line. We should stop expecting farmers to produce perfect products. Japanese customers are probably the most demanding people in the world. We always expect perfect products and services. We want defect-free products no matter what they are. Housewives prefer buying straight cucumbers rather than curved ones, and each strawberry must be equal in size and color, and of course, freshness. And we take it for granted that shops will only sell those perfect items. If these sellers could hear about the fruits and vegetables in the U.S. markets, they would be astonished. Few people here in Japan would buy such imperfect produce. Japanese customers expect the same level of perfection in size and quality as we expect in machinery such as automobiles and electric appliances. Japanese customers are also sensitive to how products are sold. We expect perfect fruits in a beautiful case and a beautiful smile from shop clerks and cashiers. I understand this is excessive, but producers and retailers are always under pressure to compete in their markets. It is this particular and demanding nature of Japanese customers that has produced these monster fruits. And while many suspect that agricultural chemicals and genetic engineering are used to grow such products, the appearance is very important when it comes to food for Japanese people. However, in recent years, our demand has shown a sign of change. There is a growing market that only deals with so-called wakayari shohin, or defective products at much lower prices. They are not really inferior to usual products in quality and taste, but somehow are deformed, overcooked, overproduced, irregular in size, or have other reasons to be put aside. I think this is a good trend for us to be more aware of what we really want and to avoid wasting food products.